companies up there have actually started running radio ads against each other. Like, you know, they use blood diamonds. No, we don't. They use blood diamonds. No, we don't.
East Coast,
they
West Coast rapper feud stuff.
Yeah, it's insane.
That's awesome.
And they've got one guy, chain that uses like this Voice of God guy who comes on and basically does like almost a Perry Logan style rant against one particular diamond company.
That reminds me, I'm going to visit my sister next weekend. They live in Jacksonville. And I wish they could have recorded it because they kept trying to record it for me. There's this huge, massive, I mean, think about like one of the, you go to the larger cities, Jacksonville's a pretty big city. You think about those huge, massive cathedral style churches where they have literally three or four, they have shifts of their services because they have so many members coming, you know, and the church is so big. It's like the size of a small, like a very small squat.
They can branch off and become their own country.
Yeah, basically. And it was one of those types of churches with the very generic pastor, you know, slick back hair. He's like 5,000 pounds, you know, but his skin is like perfectly toned and his wife's like cake makeup with a trowel, you know, type of people. And they had a whole sermon series they did for a month about sex every week.
Really?
And he goes on these commercials, which they have commercials. That's how big the church is. You know, you could tell it's a successful church if they have commercials.
Usually, yeah.
And he's like, we're doing this. We're doing this, sir. I didn't see him, but the way they described it to me is very vivid. Yeah, we're doing this service series of sermons about sex, and sex is a good thing. God wants us to have sex and enjoy sex. My wife and I have sex, so we're having this service about sex, and you know, we're having it. This is our church, and we want you to come.